This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we're taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between the Netherlands and Ecuador. You are now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the FIFA Insight podcast. My name is Mark Roberts, and with me today as we leave the Khalifa International Stadium after watching the Netherlands and Ecuador is Jürgen Klinsmann, Juri Char, Farid Mondragon and FIFA's Elliot Stonnell. So in this first ever competitive meeting between the two national teams, and where Enner Valencia continued in his pursuit of the Golden Boot as he moved on to three goals, the points were shared as both teams move on to 4 points. Jürgen, if we can start with yourself, what were your overall thoughts on the game and how both teams approached it?
Well, super interesting game. Obviously very pleased for Ecuador getting the point, but also, you know, for Enner Valencia as a former striker, you always support the strikers, and he got another goal to his account, and he was all over the place, role model for his team, and it was fun to watch him. I think it was a strong Ecuadorian performance, even if Haaland obviously went ahead, scored an early goal, but never took their game to a higher gear. It was really Ecuador trying to push and score goals and even keep on scoring, keep on trying to score. In the second half, Haaland seemed to be okay with just a point, and approaching their last game with Qatar, probably full of confidence, and they think they cruised through the group, and that made the game a little bit boring, to be honest, because Ecuador tried and Haaland didn't really want to. But a good point for Ecuador.
Thank you. And Duri, your thoughts on how the game developed?
I think for me it was a little bit disappointing match from the Netherlands side. After the early goal from Gakpo, I had not the real feeling that they want to win this game. Maybe they thinking about that the last game is against Qatar. They can win against them and then they're through to the last 16. But yeah, it was from the Netherlands side a very disappointing match. I think from the quality, from the tempo, never they make the runs behind the line, last line, and you could not feel that they really want the goal, score a goal. And with this quality in the squad, I think that the people want more to see.
Elliot, one of the interesting dashboards we have access to via the data science engineers is the continued team shape based upon the player tracking data, both in possession and out of possession. What was the key observations from this today?
Yeah, so the main thing that we kind of picked from this dashboard was the role of Dumfries for Netherlands. Out of possession, it was pretty clear that he was the right wing back in a compact back five. And then in possession, he would transition to form part of an attacking front three line.
Oh, I mean, I interrupt, but with no influence on the game. You know, even as it looks maybe on the dashboard, interesting, because he went off and forward. He had no impact on the game at all.
No, I agreed. And I think, Juri, this is someone, I guess, you've operated in that role yourself. And those key things you need to consider as you transition, I guess, from out of possession to in possession, which was, I guess, one of the reasons where that Ecuador goal came from as well.
Elliot said that out of position against the ball, they've built a five back, and Dumfries is the right wing back. But with the ball in the build-up phases, they build a four back with Blind, Ake, Virgil and Timber, and Dumfries played the right winger and make the game wide and stretch the opponent. But if Ecuador scored the goal in that moment, maybe you can say Dumfries go too early high in the position and Timber lost the ball. So in this space, Ecuador move in and score the goal. You can say it's too early. You have to wait a little bit more. When the ball is safety from the midfield players, then he can go up, but higher. But it's always after the game, when you can see the goal, then it's easy to say something. But it's unlucky situation. Timber, he never had lost the ball in this area. And Van Dijk, in my eyes, Virgil van Dijk have to go closer to the guy who shoot the ball. He was a little bit slowly sloppy in this moment, and he give him the wider angle to shoot the ball. And yeah, Netherlands was not high in the high concentration. Maybe they know they have the last game against Qatar, so I don't know, but was very disappointed.
No, thank you. And as Jürgen said, it's that balance between that insight and understanding of when, and obviously what the data is telling us as well. And Fareed, from your thoughts on the two goalkeepers in action tonight, and I guess for the majority, as you said during the game, how well protected they were by the defensive unit as well?
Yeah, to be honest, I was expecting to watch Galíndez in action. A game like this, when you face the Netherlands, you know that you have to be sharp, you have to be concentrated, and you will be called in action. But unfortunately, we still have seen Galíndez properly as working eventually, because first game against Qatar, he was not called up, and in this game, unbelievably, he's not stopping any kind of balls, even though the goal, I have to say, I think he's missing half of a step or a little bit, or one step to his right to cover a little bit more his right post. Okay, the shoot from Gakpo was very good, was strong, was fast. But I think at this level you have to do a little bit more. And from the part of Noppert, I think he's still showing us every day, every game, why Mr. Luis Van Gaal has named him the first choice for this World Cup. Only a slight mistake at the end of the game, when I think he waited too much for a pass, but even though in the goal he made a fantastic save, and unfortunately for him, neither though Van Dijk or Ake, who was closer to him, couldn't got the rebound. But still believe he's in great form, and one of the good surprises that this World Cup has given us in goalkeeper sense.
No, thank you. And Elliot, one of the other areas that was identified, and I guess a developing trend in the competition, is how pressure is applied around the ball, and I guess how did that continue today as well?
Yeah, so we've been fortunate enough to be at two games today where pressure's featured quite heavily, the Wales-Iran game and the game tonight. Ecuador applied 394 pressures, and Ecuador managed to generate 14 forced turnovers within the width of the penalty area in Netherlands' own defensive half. Which one of these led to the goal?
No, fantastic. And as you said, it's a trend, I guess, to keep our eye on as the competition develops. So thank you, everyone, again, as we drive away from the stadium with the lovely Torch Hotel in the background after watching another World Cup game. From myself, Jürgen, Jury, Farid and Elliot, we wish you a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Centre. For more information and insight throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcentre.com.